clench fists and holding on tightly. Clench fists and holding on tightly. Hi, this is Yvette Danielle, and you are here on Journey HBBA. Thank you for being here. You know, this heart does not share answers. I'm sharing a heart perspective from my own why. My tears, painful places, and as well as joyful moments filled with laughter or peace within along this journey. I'm sharing my walk of faith that is still teaching me and allowing God's grace along the way. This is a heart buffet. It's a sample. Sample what you like. Take only what can be an asset for your day and for the day before you. Clench fists and holding on tightly. You know, the freedom that I found is my faith. It's my pursuit is to continue to grow in a relationship with the living God, with my Creator. When you ask the questions, when you ask why, when you go on a search to know more about this living God, when you cry to the God that hears you, when you listen intently for which way to go, when you locate the peace in the midst of the storm within, when you find God's rest that reminds you that God is in control, and when you learn there is a God who knows our end from the beginning. The freedom is faith that allows the heart to dig deeper, to go in search of the deeper places of God, a relationship. The faith that we are willing to die on should include, at least to this heart, should include searching for the fullness of living life on that same faith. A relationship, more than a religion, a relationship. So the search that continues on allows my faith to grow stronger, to be prepared when waves of change, when stormy weather arrives. A faith that reminds this heart who is in control and that this living God can be trusted. Allows an open door to learn more, to trust more, which for me comes from experiences behind me. God, our Creator, who created us individually, consider that we each have our own fingerprint. Even twins don't have the same fingerprint. That's uniquely designed in an individual creation of God. You know, this God would be a great source to ask any question, to seek His wisdom in all things, in all areas of our journey. The more we learn, the more we know. We travel with many, but our lives will end as it started, as one. And those words that really, they really matter to my heart, that matter for the road before me. Trusting more allows us an opportunity to unclench the fists that holds on tightly and to ask God, what is the next best move? What is the next step? What should I do in the midst of? Then we continue forward with awareness. God is always sharing, and answers will arrive, but we have to learn to be still and take more time to just listen. From a heart that knows it's not always immediate, but it will always arrive. And the more we learn about this living God, we will find that we can trust the flow, including the places that we don't understand. The next best move is always shared by God, by our Creator, that this heart knows firsthand is faithful and can be trusted. Not always easy, not always answers or areas that I understand. But God's love is greater than that which can be measured. His ways, His thoughts are higher and beyond what we can understand. God loves His creation, and my faith believes God has great plans. Not sharing that all things are easy, especially when the waves and the winds in our life are very high. But you know what? In that place of yielding and asking the living God the questions that our heart is wrestling with, we should take time to listen intently for those answers, allowing peace within to be our umpire for the answers provided. Hugs from a heart who continues to search, to learn more of my Creator. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. This has been Yvette Danielle, and everything I share, everything I do is in making gratitude contagious. Gratitude matters. Gratitude matters from a heart that knows it's the very thing that robs regret. Until next time, my dear friend, my dear villager, take care.